Chapter 17.
Better a bit of dry bread in peace than a house full of feasting and violent behavior. A servant who does wisely will have rule over a son causing shame, and will have his part in the heritage among brothers. The heating pot is for silver and the oven fire for gold, but the Lord is the tester of hearts. A wrongdoer gives attention to evil lips, and a man of deceit gives ear to a damaging tongue. Whoever makes sport of the poor puts shame on his maker, and he who is glad because of trouble will not go free from punishment. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father's. Fair words are not to be looked for from a foolish man, much less a false lips in a ruler. An offering of money is like a stone of great price in the eyes of him who has it. Wherever he goes, he does well. He who keeps a sin covered is looking for love, but he who keeps on talking of a thing makes division between friends. A word of protest goes deeper into one who has sense than 100 blows into a foolish man. An uncontrolled man is only looking for trouble, so a cruel servant will be sent against him. It is better to come face to face with a bear whose young ones have been taken away than with a foolish man acting foolishly. If anyone gives back evil for good, evil will never go away from his house. The start of fighting is like the letting out of water, so give up before it comes to blows. He who gives a decision for the evildoer and he who gives a decision against the upright are equally disgusting to the Lord. How will money in the hand of the foolish get him wisdom, seeing that he has no sense? A friend is loving at all times, and becomes a brother in times of trouble. A man without sense gives his hand in an agreement, and makes himself responsible before his neighbor. The lover of fighting is a lover of sin. He who makes high his doorway is looking for destruction. Nothing good comes to him whose heart is fixed on evil purposes, and he who has an evil tongue will come to trouble. He who is an unwise son gets sorrow for himself, and the father of a foolish son has no joy. A glad heart makes a healthy body, but a crushed spirit makes the bones dry. A sinner takes an offering out of his robe to get a decision for himself in a cause. Wisdom is before the face of him who has sense, but the eyes of the foolish are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitter pain to her who gave him birth. To give punishment to the upright is not good, or to give blows to the noble for their righteousness. He who has knowledge says little, and he who has a calm spirit is a man of good sense. Even the foolish man, when he keeps quiet, is taken to be wise; when his lips are shut, he is credited with good sense.